Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Keep your Bible open. We'll spend some time in Proverbs, bouncing around a little bit. One time in the book of Job. This will be instructive, but I think if, you know, the Bible's the best teacher. I think if we take the instruction from the book, it will really help us tonight with a very important doctrine. The question in this lesson is this. Do you have understanding? That's the question. Do you have understanding? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2 says this. One for the context, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction. Watch it. To perceive the words of understanding. To perceive the words of understanding. The question is, do you have it? And before we answer that question, why don't we go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to help us tonight with this study so that it'll be profitable to us. We get something out of it. Jeremy, why don't you pray for us? Amen. Amen. Understanding, that word understanding is mentioned 53 times in the book of Proverbs. And since there's 31 Proverbs, that's not quite two times per proverb average. That's a lot of mention of one word. Seems like it's pretty important. Of course, it's mentioned many more times than that in the entire Bible, but because it's mentioned so many times, it's obvious that it's very important. And so what we want to do tonight is simply look at some of the Proverbs and ask ourselves the question, do we have understanding? And answer it this way. You know you are getting understanding when these things are true. First of all, you know that you're getting understanding when you walk uprightly. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15, and look at verse 21. Keep your Bible open because we will be looking at the Bible to answer the question. You know you're getting understanding when you walk uprightly. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom. But a man of understanding walketh uprightly. A man of understanding walketh uprightly. Now that's very interesting because the Bible says in Job 28:28, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So when a person has understanding or when a person is getting understanding, it is going to lead him or lead her to depart from evil and to walk uprightly. And the reason is that you understand something. You understand that sin is the reason that Jesus Christ died on the cross. You understand that sin is why he had to die. And so you start dropping sin in your life and yielding to his righteousness. And when you do that, you know, you say, I may not understand all there is to know, but I have enough understanding to know this. Going that direction is the wrong thing to do. I need to turn and go this direction. And that's why you'll see people, when they get saved and they start getting understanding, they look at their lives and they say, wait a minute, this isn't right. This needs to change. Years ago, my wife and a lady in the church in Beeville were out when we were doing door knocking on a Tuesday evening, and they met a man. And he was curious about the Bible, and they were able to go through the gospel with him, and he evidently was very sincere about receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, because in front of two women, he knelt down on the threshold of his house, the kind of the porch area in front of his house, to pray and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. They went back a couple of weeks later to follow up with him and take him a Bible, and he wasn't there. And a woman answered the door. And she said, well, I think his name was Joe. And if I'm not mistaken, her name was Isabel. She said, as a matter of fact, He's not here right now. He's at work. But he said that y'all might be coming by. And he said, here's the problem. Now that he's saved, we've been living together, and he said, if I don't get saved, we can't keep this thing going. And so I need you to tell me what you told him. So they talked to her about the Bible and about what Jesus Christ did, and she said, well, that looks like a very good thing for me to do. And so she trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior, and they got married and put that thing in a right relationship with God. You know what that is? He had some understanding. And he said, this isn't right. We need to change this. And so when you have understanding, you begin to understand, I'm not going to be blessed of the Lord living in a condition that God doesn't approve of. I need to change some things. It's understanding. All right, secondly, you know that you're getting understanding when you seek the knowledge of God. When you seek the knowledge of God. You're in Proverbs chapter 15. Look at verse 14. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:14, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2 and look at verse 5. Proverbs chapter 2 and look at verse 5. Honestly, verses 1 through 5 are just a fabulous a passage of Scripture, so we really ought to read those together. Verse 1, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Notice, you're searching and seeking for understanding as if you were seeking and searching for silver and hid treasure. And then you'll understand. When you have understanding, or you're beginning to get understanding, you know what it does? You want to know this Bible. That's what happens. Now, there are a lot of people who are saved that don't spend any time in the Bible at all unless they're here and somebody's preaching or teaching and they say, turn to these in this scripture, and then they start looking. The rest of the time, the Bible spends in the car or on the shelf or on the counter or at church because you forgot it and left it here. And once understanding begins to come into your heart, you're like, you know something? I need to know the Bible and I need to know the God of the Bible. And you don't want to know those to get puffed up. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, knowledge puffeth up. And I know some people that get to the Bible and it's just because they want to be the know-it-all. And that's not from understanding. Now here's what I've often thought, and I thought about it a lot this morning. If young people, people young in the Lord who've recently gotten saved, or young people, that is, young in age, growing up in church. If young people would not only learn the Bible, but they would also get to know God, they would begin to understand God, and they would begin to understand the fear of the Lord. By that I mean understand as much as God would reveal to them, and they would understand the fear of the Lord. And as a result, they wouldn't want anything or anybody to get between them and the Lord. The Bible says the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Okay, so let's just say, here's the Bible. You say, well, how am I going to get to know that? Do I sound like a broken record? You can't get to know this without reading it. And people say, well, I know, but I want to know what those four horsemen are. In Revelation chapter 6, I said, there are people that have studied this Bible for years that don't know what they are. Well, I want to know whether the Antichrist is coming on May 5th of 2016. There are a lot of scholars that want to identify the time of the coming of the Lord. Don't worry about all that stuff. Just read the book. And get to know what God will reveal to you out of the book. And when you do, then you'll get to know Him. Now watch. Let's just say that where these chairs are is where God is. And as I get to know this Bible, I get to know God. And He and I, because of our knowledge of each other, get on a very personal relationship and fellowship with each other. And all of a sudden something comes through here that wants to wedge itself between God and me. And I'm like, I don't want that thing to get between us. Solomon said, "Cease, my son, to hear instruction that causeth thee to err from the words of knowledge." You say, no, that doesn't belong in here. That's taken me, this person that's come into my life, he's taken me further away from my knowledge and understanding of God. I don't want that person in my life. I don't want that subject in my life. I want this. If young people grew up with that and it was more than just learning, Noah had a boat. Okay? And that Abraham had a son named Isaac. If they actually got to know the God of those people and they got to be high school age, people wouldn't get between them and God. And they got to be college age, people wouldn't get between them and God. Do you understand? That's understanding. You seek the knowledge of God. You know you're getting understanding not only when you walk uprightly and you seek the knowledge of God, but you know you're getting understanding when you separate from evil companions. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2, that's where you are, and look at verse 11. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. To do what? Verse 12, to deliver thee from the way of evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. Look at verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger with which flattereth with her words. When you begin to get understanding, you understand that hanging around the wrong people will get you into trouble. When a young man grows up in a Christian home, and he grows up and he's not around alcohol, he's not around tobacco, and he's not around filthy movies and other things that are in a lot of homes. All right, if he grows up in that kind of home, but he doesn't have understanding, as soon as he gets around people that drink alcohol, use tobacco, watch filthy movies, you know what he's going to do? He's going to join them. You know why? Because he doesn't understand. All he knew was, when he was growing up, you can't do these things and you can't have these things. Well, the more you tell people that you can't have these things because they're bad for you, the more they want them when they have an opportunity to get them. But if they have understanding, they're like, I don't want those things because that'll destroy my life, that will, you know, ruin my images of Jesus Christ and so forth like that. If he has understanding, you know what happens when he sees people that are doing those things? He'll say, oh, I don't know why you're doing those. Don't you understand that if you drink that stuff, it'll destroy your liver, smoke that stuff, it'll destroy your lungs, or watch those things, it will pervert your mind? I don't want anything to do with that. So when you are getting understanding, you know you're getting understanding when you separate from evil companions. You're like, I don't want anything to do with that or those people. You know you're getting understanding when you can take a reproof. When somebody can tell you something wrong about you and you're like, thank you, I needed that. Turn to Proverbs chapter 15 and look at verse 32. Most, you know, a lot of Christians don't have understanding. And you know that because if you point out something that needs to be pointed out, they bow up and fuss at you. Proverbs 15:32, he that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. So you know you're getting understanding when you can take it. I mean, when you need it. What is that? As an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. You know why you can take it? Because you understand something. You understand that a needed reproof is a blessing. When somebody kicks you in the pants or sticks a finger in your nose and you needed it, you go, you know what, I don't like it, but you're absolutely right, and I appreciate it. Why should you feel that way? Because the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. The Bible says the reproofs of instruction are the way of life, and you and I both need it. And we never grow so old and so wise and so full of understanding that there's not somebody that can reprove us. You know, there are grandfathers that have been reproved by grandchildren. And the grandchildren didn't attempt, I mean, they weren't thinking, Granddad, I'm better than you. But I need to tell you, in their innocence and lack of guile, they'll say things like, Granddad, why are you doing that when they say on the TV, that'll kill you? They're just asking a question, but it's a reproof. And when you have understanding, you'll take it. All right, you know you're getting understanding when you walk uprightly, when you seek the knowledge of God, when you separate from evil companions, when you can take a reproof. You know you're getting understanding when you seek wise counsel. When you seek wise counsel, turn to Proverbs chapter 1, where we started, and look at verse 5. Proverbs chapter 1, and look at verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Now, to attain unto means to achieve it or to grasp it. So you won't only seek wise counsel, but when you find it, you'll latch on to it. Why do you do that? Because you understand that people who are wiser than you can help you as the Lord directs your life in righteousness. You know, when you go back and you study in the Bible, you read about kings like King David. Do you remember a man named Ahithophel? Do you remember a fellow named Hushai? Those were the wise counselors to David. Now, David was a wise man. And yet he did not always trust that in the great relationship that he had with the Lord and in the great understanding that he had, he wrote a lot of stuff here in Psalms. He understood there were times that he had to make decisions and he needed a Nathan. He needed a Gad. He needed an Ahithophel. He needed a Hushai to get wise counsel before he made the decision. Why? Because some of us are likely to make rash decisions that aren't good. And you say, well, I know a lot of things. I don't need wise counselors. If you're getting understanding, you'll recognize that you do. And not only that, but you'll know where to go to get that wise counsel, and you'll listen to it when it's given to you. Wise counsel, as you've heard before, is not just going to somebody to get confirmation on the stupid plan you've already made and want to do. Getting wise counsel is to go completely ready to hear what's being said, trusting that God can use the counselor to give you some information that you had not already considered that you need to consider. So you know you're getting understanding when you seek wise counsel. Now, sometimes, and in a godly sense, wise counsel is going to come from spiritual people, but sometimes wise counsel comes from an attorney. Sometimes wise counsel comes from a doctor. People who are professional, who are in a certain thing, that know something about the problem or difficulty that you're facing, and you go to them and say, what would you do in a situation like this? And say, this is what I would do. This is what I recommend. And you ought to listen to that. All right, you know you're getting understanding also when you find good. Proverbs chapter 19, look at verse 8. You know you're getting understanding when you find good. You say, why do you say that? Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8, the Bible says, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Now watch it. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. People that never find good, when the Bible says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His mercy, or and they never find good, is that God's problem? I don't think so. Who are called according to His will, I said mercy. Not when He says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose. Thank you. I needed wise counsel. Yeah, oh, it's right. And you never find good. You know what the problem is? It's not God. It's you. And the problem is you don't understand. Because when you start getting understanding, you know what you do? You begin to find good because men and women of understanding will see what's good about it. It's really hard to see anything good when you're afraid, and it's really hard to see anything good when you're emotional. But when you can get away from the anxiety of fear and you can get away from the depression of emotion and step back and look, you go, you know something, if all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, you'll say, you know what? This is good. This is good. And you say, you know why I can say that? Because I'm beginning to get understanding. I'm trusting God that these things in my life don't always go against me. They don't feel good, but I see something good in them. You know, I like it when somebody, they say, you know, I can't see it right now, but I know there's something good in all this. And I'm trusting God and His goodness. That's understanding. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. You know you're getting understanding when you find good. Here's another one. You know you're getting understanding. You say, are there 53 of those? Since I said it showed up 53 times in the book of Proverbs. No, there's 8. And you've had 6. Here's 2 more. You know you're getting understanding when you have a wellspring of life. When you have a wellspring of life. Proverbs chapter 16, look at verse 22. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. You know what? You know what you understand? You understand that eternal life is in Jesus Christ. That's what you understand. You understand that eternal life is in Jesus Christ, and you understand that you are the current possessor of eternal life because you are the current possessor of Jesus Christ when you get saved. You have Him. And since you have Him, you have His everlasting life. And with the abundant life of the Lord Jesus Christ in you, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Time dissolves into eternity. And what happens is your life just gets better every day. Now, the Bible will say things like, the days of the afflicted. I can't quote it from Proverbs. All the days of the afflicted are evil. That's what it says. And I realize that as we get older and health fails and things like that, life can get to be very difficult. But let me tell you. Years ago, after World War II, there was a veteran that was wounded in the war. And we didn't have, back then, the technological medical advancements that we have today. And a lot of times, vets would come home wounded, and they spent literally the rest of their lives in the VA hospital. And that's where this guy was. He lived for 25 years after that war in a bed in a VA hospital. Plastic sheets, Vaseline, or whatever they use to deal with bed sores, that kind of thing. He had a preacher friend. The preacher friend said, I'd go to see him about once a month just to encourage him. He said, it never failed. I'd go to encourage him and I'd walk away and he would have encouraged me. He said, how can that possibly be? All the days of the afflicted are evil. Well, the way that it is that man in that bed had understanding. And understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. He didn't need legs to enjoy his life. He didn't need mobility or a job or those things like that. Why? Because eternal life is in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And he can do that for us even in circumstances that are not ideal. You can't get that if you don't have understanding. If you don't have understanding, you know what you'll do? You'll park right there and get bitter at God. And you'll say, I won't be able to enjoy anything until I die. And that's not true. Now, do I want to find out what it's like by spending 25 years in a VA hospital? No. And God, I'm not suggesting that any of us should ask God for bad things to find out if this is true. The point is, whatever it is you're going through, if you have understanding, you have a wellspring of life. Now, if you go north of here toward Beeville, from, let's say, Refugio to Beeville, out in that area, you're standing on an aquifer of water that is 600 feet deep. I don't mean beneath the surface. I'm talking about the aquifer is 600 feet deep. You know what that is? That is a wellspring. But may I tell you something? It does you no good until you tap into it. Then when you tap into it, you have access to millions, I guess, of acre feet of water. And you have access to none of it until you drill. You know what understanding is? It's the tap. And suddenly it's all there for you. Because you, right now, if you're saved, you have eternal life. It's happening right now. You don't have to wait till you die to find out what it's like to enjoy fellowship with the Lord. You got Him now. And you have His life now. You know what? You know that you're getting understanding. Do you have understanding? Just wondering how the test is going. You know you're getting understanding when you walk uprightly. Your life begins to change. You know you're getting understanding when you seek the knowledge of God and you want to know Him and what He said. You know you're getting understanding when some of those evil companions you begin to separate from because you're saying, if I stay with this, I'm getting drawn back into sin. You can take a reproof. You seek wise counsel. You find good. You have a wellspring of life. And then this, you know you're getting understanding when you have an excellent spirit. Proverbs chapter 17, look at verse 27. Proverbs chapter 17, look at verse 27. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Proverbs 17, 27. A man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. You know you're getting understanding when you see your spirit change and you find that you have what the Bible calls an excellent spirit. You know why that's so? Because you understand that when you what you have in wisdom and what you have in understanding is far greater than anything money can buy. That's what you understand. You see, today, everything is valued by its financial worth. Oh, my house is worth $300,000, my car is worth $50,000, $40,000, $20,000, $5. I don't have a car. Everything is valued in dollars and cents because we're a merchant society. We're a consumer society. People think in terms of, I've got a good job because I'm making so much an hour, and I've got a better job because I'm making more dollars per hour. But you know something, when you get understanding, you realize that what you have is greater than what money can buy. Proverbs 16:16 says it this way, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be had than chosen than silver. That was, I quoted Proverbs 16:16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Well, if God says gold and silver are these, listen, gold and silver are great standards in the Bible. They put gold inside of the temple, gold inside of the Holy of Holies, silver inside of many of the articles of the tabernacle. Highly valued, gold, a type of the glory of God, silver, a type of the atonement of Jesus Christ. And he says, I want to tell you something. Understanding is greater than gold and greater than silver. When you have it, you know what it does? It affects your spirit. And the Bible says you have an excellent spirit. Well, a lot of times what you find is that Christians don't have excellent spirits. A lot of times you find that Christians have doubting spirits, murmuring spirits, complaining spirits, aggravated spirits, annoying spirits. And what, you know what the problem is? Don't have understanding. What's happened is that Jesus Christ has entered and the flesh is riled up and the flesh still wants to parade its stuff. A man of understanding will say that flesh is no good. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. And he'll quit pampering that and he'll start developing that spirit, or she'll start developing that spirit, and that excellent spirit comes forth. One that God enjoys and one that enjoys God. How you doing? Do you have understanding? Well, it's a good test, because understanding obviously is a very important thing. And so if you'll think and be conscious of these things that we've studied tonight, put them as a template over your life. You say, Mel, I'm really weak in understanding. Then go back to the first point and get into Proverbs chapter 2 and seek that knowledge of God. And that fear of the Lord, and he will give you understanding. And when he does, you will see these fabulous benefits in your life that will truly, truly make you a soul that thoroughly enjoys the life God has given you right now and the life he's promised you in the time to come. He can't help but make you a better person in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we're thankful tonight to see about understanding. We ask you, please, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us be honest, Father, as we evaluate ourselves against these things. And may our lives change in accordance with the understanding that you've given us in Jesus Christ. For we ask you to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.